Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications are that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you. Or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give up, please, Ngunjan Foyt.
Mina ngiyaphila kunjani?
Awubona nge Foyt, yes. So, sikhuluma ngokudla lapho khanya zana ukudla kuyahlupa. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya, sikhangela emadolobheni, kungani kuyafana nje. So ke iWFP iWorld Food Program, khanya zani kubeka soba lokuthi abantu abaningi okubangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathole nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla, kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathole nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kuzima lezinye indawo sibili, kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo khanyazani kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu. Ungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo yokuthi lo hulumende bekasayenelisa ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So khanyazani kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zviri kutaurwa naGibbs apo. Nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndo vanowanzoda chikafu, asi rwendo runo Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha varikunzi vari kudawo chikafu, nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu, vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth, vana Norton, kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa, Marondera hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree madhoroba anenge ari imomo zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangakuda kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza ngepsi.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program Blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not on Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epen, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP, was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. Mm-hmm. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if you might call it that way, and that not many donors is expected coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. And according to the WFP, again, pressing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukanda bale zwela lapho kulunywa iWFP iyakhuluma sibili ukuthi abantu abanengi bayalamba njalo nxa sebekhangela izulu seliphuzile kanye ngazani ingxa yabantu basezebevune kahle lonyaka kanya sibili kulodubo olunye olumangalisayo. Bakhuluma njalo nokuthi nxa sebekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, fathi abantu abaningi sebengabayanga inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani asahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's following. And then Idzai Zandaziva, Arukuti Maskwera Seita, Skwera, Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arukuti Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo atisikwanisa kudoma panguva ino asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. It's really a desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mama ke unaka prim ecengweni. Na prim kunjani mama? Yokhaya ngizani ke ucingo lwakhe luquntekile. Kodwa kulabantu blessing abasilandela ku Facebook. Umsunduzwa Ndlovu uthi ngikhona kunapha badube kanye nosikhumbuzo Mlalazi. So likubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikhona bafowethu. Then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. What is our own government doing to help its citizens? Eqinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokheli zakwalakithi bayihlule ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi liyatsho sibili iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu xa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele mfowethu usithi John khonapho.
Tinamu waripa Facebook hanzi na talent mchema imi madara imi itaye muchizao vamwe vabwina avo pa Facebook data riri kudura but tinenge tichida kunzwa news zechokwadi. Tinashe Rudumbu arikuti there is too much corruption ndo vamwe waripa chaita unge tichiverenga mambo.
Yes, no etispanda blessing like come on etispanda unawuchona janba.
Hayi, ngicela ukuzani mthembu.
Hayi, nyaphila kakhulu mdaweni. Ungapi kona pho mdaweni?
Yeah. Hayi, ngisetshabalala nje ndalele nje kuretio yami yamabhathri ndindalele nje so.
Awuboni ke nxa ulebhathri uleretio ewayindwayo siyathaba kakhulu kuthi asilalele.
Hayi, ayiwayindwayo kuthenga amabhathri kulokuze njengoba sithatha singela magetsi.
Hayi, kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusiyele ngendlala khonapho kunjani etshabalala?
No, kunzima uyazi ukuthi la khonapha e-town nje bahecha abantu bathwele nzima ngoba ndingakhanyela khona abasebenzayo balutshana almost maybe 8% basebenzi abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi so ema-town lakho kumele sibe bencediswa abantu
manje abantu baphila ngani siphandakula
hayi kunzima ukuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso kalathando abanambe bengabanye kade beyayekela bethi hayi sesehlulekile bechiyele abanye
ye kodwa ukuthi umbuso kuyahlupha kodwa ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona umuntu uyabe edlele
yes hayi kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duze le masuku uyazi abantwana bayaseyinto ukuthi athezi nje yiholiday but kunzima kunzima
so abantwana abafeyinta ngabesikolo
abesikolo ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga
so singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono
hayi kunzima kulapho ngcono emathawuni akulapho ngcono sibili kumele kuncediswe i-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lapho lakhona apha phakathi
yes babona besitsho njalo sibili lakobulawayo baqambile sokuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba hayi ke
abantu bayalamba
yes so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani kona
uyazi akuphileki liqiniso lela ungeke ubone omunye engabe ejele nzima wena ungamncedi kunzima sibi
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa babasibani
ngiyabonga mthembu
thank you okay babayi ubele mpela kuyenhle baba babayi
thank you
so Mr. Ed Spanda lives in Tshabalala he says the situation is quite bad in Tshabalala that's a suburb in Bulawayo so he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food and children are fainting at school and he says you know it's dire really
gati dzoke kuna Reverend Kadenge mchiripo here parunare Reverend Kadenge
wangu ndiripo
tichi tarisa iyo mamiriro akaita zvino munyaya dzekudya imomo epoetum kune vari kuuyawo here nerubatsiro vemasangano anopa rubatsiro aya vari kushandawo here nemachechi zviri kufamba sei
variko vari kufamba vachibatsira vachipa vanhu chikafu vakati wandei saka zongoimba kuti vanobatsira vachipawo kunyanya vasina nokuti hapana chokubata hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani zvese izvozvo hazvipo saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira saka ndizvo vakangomirira hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo shomanani hapana saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu
tinotenda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Reverend Gibbs
yes ndo baba ndiweni lapa blessing baba ndiweni uchona njani
baba ndichona njani
hai siyaphila ndiweni ungapi konapo baba
ndinenze nkai
kunjani nkai vantu
kuyafiwa lapha kumango hlela
ngume njani
indlala ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela
akuchasisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sibili ukuthi kume njani khonapha enkayi batshele ukuthi abantu baphila njani umuntu evuka ekuseni esiyalala uyabe edleni akutshela abantu
kunzima kakhulu mfowethu ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osukukhona sokuyintando kankulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphuma ilanga litshone ngoba uyabe ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabe uzobaphani amanye ama-families ya uyabe ubona ukuthi bathule nzima ngoba babechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye abasadli kanye amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphikwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igogoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond so ngesigaba sakhona le bond yangikhona ukuyithola eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona akuhlungu kakhulu mfowethu okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba lezidumbu zendlala uma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo sibanje.
Singathi kona bomanje abalambayo bancedwa mbani kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje.
Okubuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende engathi ungenele uzizwa kuthiwa kufuneka maybe abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini akunjele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola kuko kwaba lohlelo endaweni yangakithi la engikhona mina olwalulethwe i-World Vision okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandira nje ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bangenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla bake bahola I think bahole kwaba kanje but manje uma ngibhekile sokulabout 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole ukuthi kwenzakalani no one knows laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho but into enginanzelayo mina ma ngiyikhangele ngedwa ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvele sokuzohlela ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika sokumele iye kulezandleni zikahulumende then bona bese bephiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina ma nginanzelela ngibona ngani sokuyisigaba sokuthi njengoba imali vele ingekho elizweni khathesi ukuthi abantu laba bahole stuck kuke waprayiswa khathesi ukuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni imali zifakwe i-ecogash but still there's nothing and into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry going further okokuthi sokusiya kwi-situation ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedisilokwanisa ukuthi lupha abantu ezimali abanye abantu bebezasurvivor ngoba kunjengoba ngisisho ukuthi umakhelo lwami ngeke alambi mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Aye ndiweni sibongile kakhulu baba ube nempela viki elihle silethe bona ukuthi ngizasila iphepha khona ngapha.
Hey siya kakhulu esesikukhala khona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu kukhona lokho ababekuthengisiwe kwenzela ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacebulelane sincedisane lawo umakhelwane bedecision isiphile.
Aye ndiweni baba siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkaya. So that is Mr. Ndiweni. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 bond. He says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa for it.
That's what he said.
Uchayile kona.
Yes, tina mkoma tapiwa warbarunare. Mkoma tapiwa magadi.
Tiripo magadio.
Tiripo murikupi.
Kuku gokwe.
Kugokwe kakamira sei.
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei muri kurarama nei kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti.
Tirikupiwa hedu chefood for work tingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chekafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri uye munenge muchipowa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family.
Mm-hmm.
Saka imwe nguva hachizokwani vozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aishi, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambonzwawo ivo veWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma-shoma asi vachimboti zvinenge zvakutinetsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopiwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti murikopiwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa tikungowana chibage chesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwatiri.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupiwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Haiwa zvinofadza kana muchipiwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteera uyu pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima asi mvura haiko haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe gonye racho riri kunoita repasi chibage chacho chiri kurumwa saka hameno tichangoona tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri darichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
chirimwe chinyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye rivamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima.
Tisati tavaona.
Hamusati maona. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian, makadii?
Tiripo edu, makadiiwo.
Tiripo, muri kupi?
Makadii koko.
Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro. Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzvaka kuno kwamuroi.
Zvaka rinopisa.
Vagukururu. Zvaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pacho koko.
Right, tudzei kwakabira sei kuzvaka?
Kunoku zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ukoku chikafu chacho chinouya chero mbeu izvi zvokuti iwo haunogona kutoshayiwa kana chunhu zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo pachinohoresewa zvaakudhipenda kuti unopinda cheche here ye zvioni retambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche zvioni retambo plus ichinogoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
ka makore ese izvozvo zvogara chingoitika.
Saka gore rino ngoma ndiyo ndiyo
zvokutoti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilizer vakamirira fertilizer. Saka fertilizer yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu ndo vakapiwa sanzi vanopiwa fertilizer. Paibva pauya mapfunde vanhu ivavo ndo vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba 1 yekuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7 vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwete koshandiwa kauti kunodini vanhu ivava havabudi nokuti zvo zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumangarawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Vakuru vacho maMP anenge aripo mapurisa anenge aripo vachizviona zvichiitika ivo vanotopiwavo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka hapana chinobuda
nokuti uori huripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa,
vana makore zvichiitika izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian. Tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tizive kuti zviri kufamba sei, totaurawo zvakare nemakurukota acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mamwe mandibatawo. Ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio sezveni shuwa kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Ndafara zvikuru. Ndafara mwari akubudzire nyasha.
Aiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibson.
We've got another caller, Europeus. Usekutsamwa ndiko lapa pleasant. Europeus, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba, mdevuri njani?
Nyaphila, uzwa kalulambile mfowethu.
Ngisambere ngwa West eMatavo.
Kunjani eMatavo khonapho?
Kana kiti lapha kunodhura.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now, kwakungathi socially lapha iyabona-bona abantu manje kucina ngo-August. Lapho kwakucina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile akula lutho, nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuthi isakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthini okusele izidumbu kube.
So singathi kubeka
kathesi kunje. So bekulabanye nje abanye abasijayeleyo bezocela impuku khonapha, nathi asilayo, nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Lokho kunje. So asikwazi kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho, kasikwazi shuwa, ngoba lapho kuselele lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu befile kuphela. Iplani yangikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu. Ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona. Kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kuchuta abantu batole nzima.
abantu lapha sithele nzima lapha vela sikwazi izulu lapha likasiwuli lisewule kwezindawo lisewula ngamadamu ngalamanzi inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele ibuthangethange kwelidamu lakithi lalisingwampithi ho le nkomo 13 ezazibanjiwe.
Ah, kunzima baba, singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani. Phosela ukugcina khona mba mnumza.
Ah, sikwazi shuwa, ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizwe nje bebuza khona apha, sibatshelile nje bonke nje ukudurela kwethu esilapho khona apha, sikwazi nje kukhona esiza kuthola vele asikwazi.
So,
kunomuntu nje olothando lokuthi abantu bangashi. Angavakatshela kwava nje apho ngokuphandle kubile obuthathu yiko khonokho. Ngiyabonga
kakhulu. Hayi, sibonge kakhulu-ke, silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khonapho ba.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Yeah, blessing, that is Ropius in Matabo, that is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mealie meal, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they don't even know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we take our next call at Saturday, kune mwemkere regarding what it's okay, kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge?
Lipo.
Manzwa zviri kutaurwa nevamwe apo kuti vari kunetseka. They are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately, in our situation, people are given food because they belong to which party, mm-hmm. and so forth, and that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering,
mm-hmm.
because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party,
mm-hmm.
but because they are in a situation where they cannot afford.
Mm-hmm.
So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner,
mm-hmm.
which should be open to all,
mm-hmm.
so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina Mkoma Lloyd Homani. Magadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma Blazi Magadi.
Aywa, istirinani zedu Mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Mupretoria umo. Manzi wakuti kumusha uko nzara inenge ya funya chiseru. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no katino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha.
Mhm.
Nekuda kwenzara yasinda munyika medu.
Mhm.
Asi dambudziko riripo nenkoma blessing ndero kuti nosunga mufundisi pamadzika kutaura.
Mhm.
Vambamboti bati zvangarisida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndero kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu.
Mhm.
Chikafu ichocho chikaenda kuhurumende.
Mm-hmm.
Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon yekukampina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari veopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Asi dai tanga tabvisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party totira mweya wedambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kusagora kanaka.
Mm-hmm.
But kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu hapa nekuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uya apa nekuwana uyi ndiye anowana azvina zvazviri kubatira zvakangofana na nerufu kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona pa next job aine rufu usine ine ukama naye unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchine nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya azvigone kuti wepa next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndoona vari kufana nenzara ini ndiinazvo saka zviri nani chishoma chandiinacho ichocho ngatikwanise kuti tigoverane tisheyane pakati nepakati ekuite zvinobatsira izvozvo saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapiwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu chekuti aiwa chikafu chinwa chipiwa nezano pf but at the same time tiri kubva kumadzona kunze kwenyika ndo dambudziko riri kuitika ndakumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko I think last week but one pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu kati hapana zvakataurwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasikanonzi pachindenga primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira but when towards election ndopaanenge wabuda kuchioneka manje so which is very 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 bad hazvina zvazvinobatsira kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudzi kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko redu tese saka dambokusarudzana hapana chinhu chinofamba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party so there must not be politicization of food aid gives
yes lo baba Joseph Moyo ecingwani kona baba Moyo ungachona njani
yes yachona baba chona njani
hayi siyachona kakhulu sicela usondele efonini ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle baba
ye ngizwe kwayo sibili
ye ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho
ya indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kuba kwethu laba abanye abathi bona nxa bangathuli ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye into enginanzelela kakhulu lapha ukuthi abadala bethu babavume ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula ngabe bayavume ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayizinto ziyalula
kodwa indlala sibi nxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi
ngisephela phuse egarigari
ye so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala
indlala vele ibhahile babe igcwele indawo yonke abantu yisikiyoyo kuyakhalwa kuyasiwa lapho
manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona kuhamba njani
hayi baba kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapho esiphona ukubamba lophila laphana ukuthi lathi njengoba nangomakhelwane lisingabe ile ndaba lakho ukuthi ubani ungwalithi bani ubani ungwalithi bani siphona ukufanana khonokho okuningi uyakukuhlela kini
i-Food for Work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho
hayi gathi ngakabi khona
pho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa
siya siphila ngakhona okukulokho siphuma sisiyatekeja nto yakwathi indawo esilapho esindawo egolidini sesiphuma siyatekeja sisebenze okomncane kokwesikuhlelileyo sesiphila ngayo
hayi siyakuzwa emoyo baba ube lempila veke enhle baba
lami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili kungena ehlelweni lonu
hayi sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu okay bye-bye that is Mr. Joseph Moyo he's in Philaposi he says now they are depending on gold panning there's nothing they can do so I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo he's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philaposi that's exactly where this guy was calling us from Mr. Nkomo good evening and welcome to the program we are Mr. Baba Malaki Nkomo
yeah who's our kid free who's that Baba
I said Peter Kulu I was telling Baba Nkomo kunjani khona ngapho nxa sikhangele indlala baba
indlala kids isesikumqiso ikhona esigabeni ikhona elizweni ongashiyo ntathu yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi so uthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi wafanele balime ngazo njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofanele lithini line ngayo esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indenze ukhona udizi uyabonakala umuntu uyafika ebantwini ukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofanti angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila iqiniso elikhona yikuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake i-politics phakathi kanti-ke yindlala evelele umkhathi womumo okhona.
Kodwa bakhona abakhalayo khona bangomo bathi ukanyangazana ukudla lokhu. Kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungubani. Nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki. Kume njani khona eFlabuse?
Eflabuse into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokhu kufikela ezandleni zikahulumende, kufikela ku-DA, kwehleke ku-social welfare. Yesuka lapho bayasika kumasabhuku, amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo ngiphila naye uyahawula lo kufanti athini. Lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla, indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko. Ngibona ngani ibandla lezanu PF latsho lona sobala ukuthi uma kulo muntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni athi ukuthi ulayiniphi uncitshwe mbani. Ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhokheli bebandla lezanu PF angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa. Uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu, njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-register epha abantu ukuphila. Singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibandla lezanu PF phakathi ngendlela yokuthi abantu babe bengatshelwanga iqiniso njalo babe bengafuni. Kulokhana kufana lokuthi nje abantu babe bephuma ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho, kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo, akhethe abantu abaswelayo, abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umumbi uyobuya uqondene lolu bantu ukuthi labo bantu ukuthi ibala lezanu PF abantu balifakela ngiphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regatile, Maita Wanda Magadi.
Magadi, waikoko.
Aywa, tiriwadi, muripi, mi.
Ndiri kuno South Africa.
Oh, muri ku South Africa. Nyairi mdariro mainzwa ndewe chikafu. Muri kutumira were ku Zimbabwe.
Ah, tinotumira kana tawana ari kuenda, tinotumira.
Manga muchida kuti wokudii nenyaya yacho iyi.
Aiwa, nyaya yekupiwa kwevamwe vanhu chikafu vamwe vasingawani iyoyo nyaya inotorwadzisa inini. Inotondirwadza nekuti munhu wese kana dai kuri kuti waenda nebato ripi waenda nebato ripi, munhu wese munhu weZimbabwe anofanira kupuwa chekudya nekuti haungatarisi mumwe munhu achiva nenzara. Vanhu iye zvinovazara nemwoyo wakaipisisa chaivo, hatisisina rudo. Saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu kana vanenge vari vatungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku wape munhu nemunhu wese chigasi awane chekudya. Ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotasika kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu?
Aiwa, zvitofadzira nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kuda chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Manzwa akava ngomo wezanu PF vatinavo apo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaurawo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika, but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika. Zvinoshamisa kuti unozwa kuzi chakati hachii, hakuna zvakadaro, asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa. Saka zvinorewei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Maita Wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Maita Wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests.
Yes, you know, Baba Lapa, everyone. So, talk on the way. It's just a problem on the way. Nothing is way. We have a money on the way. The way, Baba, what's your name?
I'm your chona.
Yeah, Muslim, the way is just a problem on the way. Oh yeah, I ponguti je 1 minute sikuni kona po kulume ba.
All right, enga kutsho mina according uhlelo lokwabo kokudla malufike kuhulumeni. Into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga ikuthi isigaba esikhona ngezuba kumalaki inkomo nalelo hlelo lami kuredio la. Kumalaki inkomo mayekhuluma baba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo ezindawo ngoba ungananzela kathi usabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezani and the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama members angawezani so that's what is all about ikwabantu sicena sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa ingancane ingancane sibuya yindaba mina ngiyinemba active ku eNewtown angisezani ngiso NDC
ngiso
whatever party but ngikhuluma neNewtown ukuthi bona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina but baphona even nakhona lapha surround it ngoba kaningana bekuthinga ufike uRayisi izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana nemigqezo which means ukuthi into leyana iyaphila yabo
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Dix sibukele kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Nasendwe he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is ZANU and they know who is MTC, they know who is ZAPU and so forth. So he says these some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the Crawleyards. So he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying, he may be knowing something there.
Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks. That is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy. But they are saying now they cannot do it because, you know, the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get US dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to cash, to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should be... money in whatever currency so that they can buy it is available. Printing it to bonds, banks, yes, it's unfair because are not the ones who have caused such shortages of money. It is the government which is
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back. Gibson?
Yes, we are going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, how are you going to So, in all this kind of a thing, you know, people can blame so and so for, you know, the food problems and so forth. But looking ahead, like, you know, in the near future, what should be done to contain such a situation, Mr. Nkomo?
Yes, ukuthi igitsi indlela njengoba ngisho mina ukuthi iqondane nabantu bonke. Singananzela indlela ivele ikhona lemabhayibhelini. Abantu babesuka besiya kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga ukudla. Kuyafana lokuthi kathesi abazali bangabe benabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana uhulumende ephathisa ngapha labantwana labo bephathisa abazali njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshiloyo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA sofanele bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba, udisemba seqalisile izulu nxa ingakhanya lapho engikhona mina alikathondi gifts ukudonsa kodwa alikathondi inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela ayisontando yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kankulunkulu leyo mina engikucelayo khona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu okufanele bathole ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende akwazi le ekukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazwe kanti kungasilo qiniso ukuthi uma singanazelela ukudla kwana ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe. So mina engikutsho ukuthi akubhalwe ke bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye ubambe khona pho ungayika jana ulekhola president.
Aha, tisata enda kune mutereri ngati mbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge, foni yawo yanga yachiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we were talking about cash shortages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which has a problem, mm-hmm. they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as the money which they have can be exchanged with food, mm-hmm. then that's the way to go, mm-hmm. rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals mm-hmm. who can exchange it with food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina Tarsai Parunari Magadi.
Well, I get Tarsai Madochi.
Magadi, are you?
Tiripo Magadi.
Ai, wa tiripo Murukupi.
Right, nani tiripo Copa Queen, kunja wangu chayko.
Okay, Paris tiripo Copa Queen.
Ewaya bagoba kuni pani nzara, ndukunza zangu akuru aita dhei kusanpefa, shiko izu za, kuna mte mungula. Ii, ana wakuto mpiwa, onde tangu wato zene kwa.
Kupele kwa ulingo uchi, maringo ajita sema.
Autejo wani kana uro batu zikawu, ya jininge chatuni ila jindi, shiru chatuni kwa nizumwe nyinge kwa jindi, nga ingi kwa nami zimbabu, bati ii, gino susanka na nye kwa kawanda wena.
Chii chaezo, jininge chikitika mkuma atawanda, kati saa roe mbuka takawe kampini.
Ae, nye kuti, kutu uro batu ripi, aucho wani shushu, akana uro ilumwe batu aucho wani.
Shiru nezi?
Kibati zangu wakuruwa wajitu zama wakudawo rizina atasokitaruzi ya bati inyo tuzone itaku kuzoona kana usiri mazuhiri animo iwa nangu tamila mso uro wafika uone kazi lukuno uko misha misha wapaka ii paka ipa
saka muruku ura ramane imaji kukupa kwinu
tubu kune na umo yoga yenga wena akunaru gari
akuna
umbra esi tombo na azwese
saka i nyangu gore rinouya muri kutarisira kuti nzara inenge yakapunya chisere
inenge iri kufuti tichitoita zvakaipa kuti ngabatsiwa nehurumende but zvobva zvatongofara
kombe dzepresidential input dziri kumbowanika here
dzinowanika but dzinenge dzine rusarura manje
ndezvekuti uri kubato ripi
izvo zvinenge zvisatu riri kutonga
kutonga
saka isusu manje tatechizvika mwatsikuru yaa unobva tirasirwa parero
hapana chinobuda
hakuna tobvewani tinongodzivise isu manje takabva tanzwe kuno pras hatitombopiwu kana chiunu chiroga yadhona tiriwani
hamusi kupiwa nyange nemadhona acho
hakutorina kotonzekumapurazi onere munorima meka
aiwa
mvura haina basa nazvo kaa mvura hainai kaichiti muri wekumapurasa ngazvo inongorega nayo kwese anomaona
ya
asi tinozonyima mazhinji muri wekumapurasa saka ha panhu pai pakangooma ipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kumatarisai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa paribvumaita basa aiwa madigonera ndambozvuwa
handiti ka aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. That's Tarsai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant. And he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community. And he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that, you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community, in farms, they can take good care of themselves. But he's saying that with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Pleasant, you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know, so maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem. But if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it, and you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904. And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only. So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the...
communal farmers used to produce
No, but in, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. Yeah. So there's something really wrong.
Yes, it's sort of like an anomaly. So, Slobova, you panda moyo, panda moyo, unjan.
Mina ngikomnyama esigabeni kwaMagama village ku ward 9 ward Makhulela.
Kunjani khona phe Makhulela?
Hayi Makhulela lapha kulaZulu dube. Hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu nendlala.
Manje kuphela njani kwa?
Hayi kupheleka nzima sibili, kupheleka nzima dube, ngoba manje hayi lama prize lawo, hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele khona enkomeni ziyafa. Nendlala abanye abaholi angathi zathobani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayazejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha, emakhulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho. Zaya ngapi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lonyaka dube, zifile inkomo, zinye zitholakala zilamanethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emnethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni nengi. Ndiyahamba sibiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge nebila. So abantu bavuka ekuseni bevusa. Kwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroup okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwaMakhulela.
Ye, kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe. Lapho kunjani?
Hayi lapha kusombangazwe zisatshi sibambele nje ngomumo wombangazwe. Kule ndawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke sesicelela nje ukuthi bona ocouncili labanye MP ofuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezadlami shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo zihamba kuhle. So ke
hayi lapha umsindo yabantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye, phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngaphosela mina lokugcina, mina ngobhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imbiko phambili la bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga dade.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, papa. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other. Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers, and signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a nice weekend. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.